From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a message called Truths to Live By as he nears the conclusion of this series of studies in the life of Abraham. In verses 1 through 9 of Genesis 24, Abraham gives a solemn charge to his servant to go and find a wife for Isaac. In doing so, Abraham reveals his keen awareness that God's covenant to bring Christ into the world was being continued through Isaac. That conviction guided everything he did. As Dr. Cairns has already emphasized, Abraham acted in the light of an unwavering sight of Christ. Then, as we'll see, he acted upon the truth that there must be no compromise with the world. Isaac's wife was to be taken only from his own people, not from the heathen. Dr. Cairns will resume the message in a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Sure Guide. The text is Isaiah 42, verse 16. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. Think of the infinitely glorious Jehovah acting as a guide to the blind. What boundless condescension does this imply? A blind man cannot find a way which he does not know. Even when he knows the road, it is hard for him to traverse it. But a road which he has not known is quite out of the question for his unguided feet. Now we are by nature blind as to the way of salvation, and yet the Lord leads us into it, and brings us to Himself, and then opens our eyes. As to the future, we are all of us blind, and cannot see an hour before us. But the Lord Jesus will lead us even to our journey's end. Blessed be His name. We cannot guess in which way deliverance can possibly come to us. But the Lord knows, and He will lead us till we shall have escaped every danger. Happy are those who place their hand in that of the great guide, and leave their way and themselves entirely with Him. He will bring them all the way, and when He has brought them home to glory, and has opened their eyes to see the way by which He has led them, what a song of gratitude will they sing unto their great benefactor! Lord, lead thy poor blind child this day, for I know not my way.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
If you have to park your faith out of sight to do what you're doing or go where you're going or be involved in whatever it is in which you're involved tonight, then that is wrong. The first fundamental truth of how to live the Christian life is to live it with an unwavering sight of Christ. And if you do what you must because Christ and His gospel demand it, you'll be living right. It's a very important thing to understand that right up front. Because if you don't, what I'm going to say next will become a Pharisaical shell of what the Bible intends for us. It will become a hard, harsh, legalistic concept, not a biblical truth at all. That is that the second great truth upon which Abraham acted was that there must be no compromise with the world. Verse 3, he says, "Thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell." Now, Abraham lived among these people. He worked among them. Other portions that we have studied in the months that have gone have shown us that he could cooperate with them, both socially and militarily. They came to his aid when he went to rescue Lot, if you remember. Let's nail this once and for all. The biblical doctrine of separation does not make Christians a bunch of self-righteous Pharisees who have to segregate themselves from the mainstream of society lest they sully their little lily-white hands by contact with the world. That's not the biblical definition of the doctrine of separation. We are not of the world, but we are meant to be in the world. We are meant to make contact with the world. We are meant to hold converse with the ungodly of this age. If we don't, how on earth are they ever going to hear the gospel? How are they ever going to see the gospel in operation? God has not called Christians to live in some little segregationist cocoon. Abraham certainly didn't live that way. Separation was not for him isolation from the society in which he lived. Oh, he could cooperate, but there's one thing that he could not do, and he would not do, and that is he could not and would not have fellowship with them spiritually. They were idolaters. Their worship and their works were corrupt and obnoxious to God. God had called him out of idolatry, and now he couldn't return to it or lead his family back into it. I have no doubt that Abraham had taught Isaac about the promised seed. I have no doubt that he had recounted the stories of the Lord's appearances to him down through the years. Isaac, throughout the years of his upbringing, had known absolutely nothing but the pure truth of the gospel of the grace of God. And Abraham set about guarding that precious deposit of divine truth. There's no way that he could compromise it. Nor did he. There were many plausible arguments that he could have made to allow Isaac to take a wife of these surrounding nations. The very same arguments that we hear nowadays from Christians who want to justify remaining in a corrupt ecclesiastical organization, in a church that has rejected the gospel. He could have said, well, I could be a witness to these people. And if we form this liaison, that could be a means of increasing that witness. We could seek by this to reform their idolatrous worship. We could do real good if Isaac could form our a liaison and get into union in a family of some distinction here, surely we could work from the top down and we could really do something great among these people. But Abraham rejected all such reasoning. And he recognized something that you and I would do well to recognize. And it's this: that the best position of witness is one of separation. One of separation. That's the lesson that's valuable for every Christian. True faith must respond to this crisis by saying we will never compromise with the world. We will never compromise our commitment to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does the Bible say? Ephesians 5 verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now you would think that was fairly clear. But somehow or other, so many professing Christians want to make that a difficult concept, as they like to call it, this thing of separation. But the Bible doesn't make it difficult. Listen to what Paul says as he writes to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell with them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now that's how a Christian should respond when he's facing the heathen worship and practices of the society in which he lives. That's what must dictate our attitude to the wickedness that's going on all around about us. As far as personal lifestyle is concerned, no compromise with sin. That's it. No compromise with the world. No coming to terms with the ungodliness of the age in which we live. No compromise. That's the standard, and that's how Abraham acted. It's how you and I are supposed to act. Compromise always carries a very bitter cost. You remember the case of Lot? Set out with Abraham. But what did Lot decide to do? He decided to compromise. He cast his eyes toward Sodom. He saw the money that could be made in Sodom. He saw the advancement of his lifestyle. And he turned a blind eye to the wickedness of Sodom. He pitched his tent toward Sodom. Next thing we find him living in a house in Sodom. Next thing we find him sitting in the gate with the elders of Sodom. And the next time we find him, God has to send an angel to drag him out before he burns in Sodom. But he left some of his family to burn in Sodom. He left his wife. While her feet got out, her heart never did get out, and God turned her to a pillar of salt. He left her outside Sodom, and he reared two girls who would be a shame to any man to raise, two filthy, vile, incestuous brats. What a cost for compromise. Do you think the money he made up for that? No, compromise has a bitter cost. Abraham rightly said, no compromise with the world. That's what we're called to. Uncompromising separation from the heathen practices and worship that's going on around about us. It's true in every part of your life, but particularly in your religious fellowship. And even when that heathenism comes with the name of Christianity attached to it, I suppose it's even more dangerous then. That's the great decision that faces us today. I don't think that many Christians have a lot of trouble understanding that they should not be in religious fellowship with outright heathenism that curses the name of Christ. But what about the heathenism that comes masquerading under the name of Christ? What about the heathenism of something that very few churches in America ever even bother talking about? The World Council of Churches, an amalgam of over 300 denominations or churches worldwide, that is a cesspool of theological iniquity, that is a cage for every unclean bird. Almost every major denomination in Protestantism is a member of that iniquitous organization. And across the world, Christians are in fellowship with it. When that organization got underway, Dr. Billy Graham labeled it as being of the devil. And he was right. That didn't stop him a few years later coming into fellowship with it and recognizing it as Christian. When it started out, the evangelical community generally stood against it. But that has not stopped the so-called evangelicals of our day getting on the inside and embracing it. You've got this great ecumenical monster. It stands against God and Christ and the gospel. It has spawned just about every filthy thing that the human mind can possibly imagine. And yet you have Christians in it. One of the things that it has spawned is a new emphasis upon a social gospel. World Council of Churches money has paid murderers in so-called liberation organizations across South America, across Africa. And what most Americans don't know, even here in the United States, I could stand corrected in the organization, but if my memory's correct, it was the Black Panthers who were given money straight from the coffers of the World Council of Churches. This is their gospel. What a hideous, horrible, and hellish perversion of the gospel. And you've got Christians stuck right in it.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepress.org. That's faithfpc@freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepress.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.